Washington's Way Forward.
Let's get started on those things where we agree.
We'll see whether we can work with the president. I hope so.
Philadelphia abduction victim safe.
I'm taking my baby home. Thank you.
Government demands airbag documents.
They want to find out everything Honda knew and when.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The key players in Washington's new power structure have said all the right things about cooperation in the wake of the midterm election that put Republicans in charge in the Senate. And President Obama and Senator Mitch McConnell have also set the stage for what could be a contentious battle over the top issues facing the country. We begin at the White House with CBS's Peter Mayer.
And Steve, so far, the post-election talk has been a mix of making nice and serving notice on hot-button issues. President Obama set this tone.
We can surely find ways to work together on issues where there's broad agreement among the American people. So I look forward to Republicans putting forward their governing agenda.
But there are already flashpoints in that GOP agenda. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed this morning, House Speaker Boehner and Senator Mitch McConnell renewed the threat to repeal Obamacare and take on other administration priorities.
This is Steve Futterman in Louisville, Kentucky. Mitch McConnell says he wants to work with the president.
Look, the relationship I have with the president has always been cordial.
But despite all the nice words, there could be major areas of disagreement. McConnell warned Mr. Obama about bypassing Congress on the issue of immigration.
It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull to say, you guys don't do what I want, I'm going to do it on my own.
McConnell points out opposing leaders have sometimes thrived.
A Philadelphia woman whose abduction on the street was captured on security video is back home with her family. A cousin says everyone's breathing a sigh of relief.
She good. She want to thank all y'all for y'all help. Everybody. That's all she kept saying. Thank you. She happy to be back home. She happy to be safe.
Police found Carlisha Friedland Gaither and suspect Delvin Barnes outside Baltimore. He's also been linked by Virginia authorities to an attempted murder. Police were helped by a GPS device put on Barnes' car by a car salesman concerned about his credit. 20 miles south of Portland, Oregon, a man charged with killing his girlfriend in Washington State and posting pictures online was arrested at a transit center when confronted by police.
A male walked out of the bushes and said that he was wanted out of Washington on a murder.
Sheriff Sergeant Nathan Thompson says 33-year-old Michael Kalak was driving the dead woman's car. The person who posted the gruesome photos of Amber Copland's death said he planned to be fatally shot by police. There's a legal postscript in the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
Hands up! Don't shoot!
Street protests captured national attention. Now a judge says police were wrong to arrest people who violated a five-second rule designed to keep people on the move on sidewalks. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
This was a patently unconstitutional infringement by the Ferguson police on the rights of people to walk down the street, and the judge essentially said so.
Government safety investigators have told a top automaker they want more information about defective airbags. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Honda has until the middle of next month to hand over documents on accidents and deaths involving defective airbags in its cars. When the bags made by Takata deploy, they can shoot shrapnel at drivers and passengers.
Here you have a protective device that can actually kill you.
Joan Claybrook is a former administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
They need to know exactly what the auto company knew and when it knew it and whether it covered up anything.
She says it's the first big step in finding out if Honda broke the law. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
The latest look at booster seat safety finds 27 are rated highly as best bets and just 3 are not recommended. Jessica Jermakian did the research on 41 models at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
We have booster seats on our best bet list from $25 all the way up to more than $300.
She says it's important parents know how to coordinate the seats with a seatbelt, especially if they're used in different vehicles. The identity of the SEAL Team 6 member who shot and killed Osama bin Laden has been revealed. A military website says it's 38-year-old Rob O'Neill, a highly decorated soldier who has since retired from the Navy. O'Neill's father tells the Daily Mail the family's not worried about going public and becoming a possible terror target. We return to the White House now, where correspondent Peter Mayer has the story of an honor for a Civil War hero. Peter?
Well, that's right, Steve. More than 140 years after Gettysburg, a standout soldier is being remembered. President Obama will present the Medal of Honor in memory of Lieutenant Alonzo Cushing. He led Union troops after suffering what would be fatal wounds. Gettysburg College Civil War historian Alan Gelza says the gallantry still resonates.
It always does us good as a nation to come back to remembering, no matter how long. Memory can be short, but valor never loses its luster.
Descendants of the Civil War hero will be at today's White House ceremony.
Wall Street Journal reports American prosecutors have begun a money laundering investigation into a member of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. It centers on oil sales by Gennady Timchenko's commodities firm. Police in Fort Lauderdale took action last night for the second time this month against a 90-year-old man who has been feeding the homeless. A new law in that Florida city restricts that. Arnold Abbott recalls what happened last weekend.
They said, put down that plate right away, just as though it was a weapon, which was quite a shock.
Last night, he was cited again by police while feeding homeless people on a beach. Abbott faces fines and vows to overturn the law. Well, the TSA says it set a record this year, seizing 1,855 weapons at airport security checkpoints over the first 10 months of the year. A drummer with one of music's high-octane groups is charged with a dirty deed. 60-year-old Phil Rudd, longtime member of AC/DC, is accused in New Zealand of trying to arrange two murders. He also faces drug charges and is free on bail. Miranda Lambert made history at the Country Music Association Awards. She took four awards last night, giving her 11 for her career, the most for a female performer. But she lost the top award of the night to a first-time winner on ABC.
Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan has had a big year with the top-selling album Crash My Party, hit songs, and a major tour. A sports card dating back 28 years is expected to fetch big money at a Dallas auction. Austin York has more from KRLD Radio.
Up for bid, a 1986 Fleer Michael Jordan rookie card in pristine condition. Chris Ivey with Heritage Auction says the card is one of only five rated a perfect 10 by card graders.
It's perfectly centered. The surface and the gloss is great, front and back, and it's got four sharp corners.
He says the interest has been tremendous with a minimum bid of $60,000.
We're expecting the bidding to see $80,000 and beyond on this particular card.
Think that's crazy? The same type of Jordan rookie card sold for $100,000 back in 2011. Austin York, CBS News, Dallas.
She might not be on a trading card, but Lauren Hill now dons the front of a commemorative Wheaties box. Hill is the college freshman dying of brain cancer who played briefly in her school's basketball opener last Sunday. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.